Last week's final report from the Aged Care Royal Commission aired a number of pressing matters for immediate action, from the use of restrictive practices to dementia care, but also concerns around food and nutrition. The report called for a $10 top-up per day to cover meals and nutritional needs. That's on top of the estimated $6 on average previously budgeted for meals for each resident across the sector. Well, today, the Maggie Beer Foundation delivered a report to the Department of Health discussing this and other food and nutritional issues in aged care. For more, I'm joined by chef, author and former Australian of the Year, Senior Australian of the Year, Maggie Beer. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Patricia.
Nearly 2 years ago, you appeared at the Royal Commission. How relieved are you that food and nutrition is being valued as something needing immediate action?
Oh, look, I think it's the most amazing thing that the conversation is around just what food, what beautiful food, normal, simple food, in season, full of flavour, full of the scent of food cooking can do to the health, but the well-being of the person in aged care. So this importance in food is now being shouted from the rooftops, and I couldn't be happier about that.
The final report recommended daily food budgets be bolstered by $10 a day, up from, I think, the average of $6 budgeted for meals for aged care residents, which is pretty astonishing.
Dire.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking, isn't it? What sort of difference would that make?
Okay, well, first, I've got to put in the fact that $6 is, you know, that's the lowest, and it's pretty distressing. There are people that are doing it really, really well, and we should be sort of shouting that from the rooftops too and saying they're doing a great job and people working so hard. But for the rest of them, that extra $10 for everyone, what that can do to make the difference in the quality of food is amazing. But more than that, it will be the transparency that is required if they accept that challenge. And with the transparency of how it is spent, but also the accountability that it is making a difference to the weight, the well-being, the satisfaction, you know, all of those things. I'm just so thrilled.
The report said unplanned weight loss is rife because there is not enough money to buy and prepare nutritious food. Aside from unplanned weight loss, what are the other issues with having a lack of nutritious food in your diet?
Oh my gosh, it's almost everything. I mean, it is what do you have to look forward to if you don't have nutritious food? Nutritious food should be an absolute minimum, but as well as nutrition has got to be pleasure. And the pleasure that, and if you put together pleasure and nutrition, what you have is satisfaction and well-being and something to look forward to. I mean, this is the very least that we can do.
You're so right, Aunt. You know, we look forward to our meals, don't we?
Yes, we do. I mean, it's part of our life. And when we're in a situation where we don't have the choice to be able to look after ourselves, mind you, that's another thing we can do better. And the Commission and my Congress has pointed that out very clearly. Don't take everything away from a resident. Give them as much being part of the putting of the meal together if they can, if the right conditions, or even setting the table or clearing it or getting the flowers from the garden to put on the table. Don't take everything away.
The Maggie Beer Foundation today delivered a report on food and dining in aged care. What was the process to compile the report and what did you recommend?
Well, out of that, first of all, there are the really exciting thing that there were 130 contributors to our Congress on the 18th and 19th of February that came from every section of aged care. All of us together understood that collaborative approach that we must change the issue, and we can change the issue, and we have so much to learn from each other. And out of it were nine key topics, but 56 findings and 139 possible actions. So there is a lot to happen, but it's only when you can get everyone together and be on the same page with the importance of this. But it's not just, it starts with the food, but best practice, choice, nutrition, oral health, the dining experience, and staff skills and training. I mean, we cannot underestimate the complexity of this arena, and skills and training are so essential. And we don't have specialized other than, yes, just a drop in the ocean of things we do with our foundation, which are very important, but we can't reach everyone.
Maggie, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Patricia.
Maggie Beer is a chef and author. She's the former Senior Australian of the Year and founder of the Maggie Beer Foundation. 0418 226 576 is our text line.